This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky is visiting the Philippines to discuss an upcoming peace summit in Switzerland, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Thank you for participation of peace summit. That's very strong signal. Like I said, we have for today more than 100 countries.
Zelensky arrived unannounced and under heavy security in Manila late on Sunday after speaking over the weekend at the Shangri-La Defense Forum in Singapore. Zelensky was given a red carpet welcome with military honors at the presidential palace in Manila. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The group of seven industrialized nations has fully endorsed a ceasefire proposal announced by the United States to try to end Israel's war in Gaza and for it to be accepted by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. President Joe Biden detailed the three-phase deal on Friday, which calls for a full and complete ceasefire, the withdrawal of Israeli forces from densely populated areas of Gaza, and the release of a number of hostages in exchange for the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. The United States has not heard back from Hamas on the ceasefire proposal that was submitted to the group on Thursday. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller told reporters on Monday.
It was an Israeli proposal. Obviously, it was a proposal that they developed in consultation with the United States and Qatar and Egypt, the three countries that have played the mediating role throughout this process, but this was ultimately an Israeli proposal.
An aide to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirmed on Sunday Israel had accepted the framework deal for winding down the Gaza war, now being advanced by U.S. President Joe Biden, though he described the deal as flawed and in need of much more work. This is VOA News.